Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Tez Zayin, Chulin 16a, pagination is 31, starting from the second line, Amar Mar, we learnt. Hashochet b'muchani, a person shechts with some sort of machine. It's suggested that the word muchani is actually the same word as machine. We have it in Yuma with a special pulley system that they had to lower the water of lower the kiar with its water into a holding area of water so that it could be there overnight and not become pusle. So muchani is some sort of contraption, a machine, and a person shechts using such a machine. Shechitaso kishera. It's possible for the shechita to be good if the mechanism was done in the correct way. V'atanya shechitaso psula. We have a different brisa that says that a person uses a machine to do shechita, it's going to be pasul. And the Gemara answers, lo kasha, it's not a question. It's easily resolvable. It's obviously talking about two different cases. Ha besarna de pachra. Habisarna de Maya. If it's dealing with the wheel of the potter making clay utensils, pots, it spins it around. It's controlled by the person doing the pottery. He spins the wheel, perhaps with a foot pedal. So then that's going to be good, because that's koach adam, that's the strength of a person that's doing the movement. And if you would wire the wheel, arrange the wheel to move a knife in some systematic way that would produce a good shechita, so then the energy that was moving the knife was from the person. Habasana de Maya is a wheel that's being moved by the water flow, hydropower. So in such a case, the knife is moving based on the water. And that's going to be the same category as a monkey doing the shechita, where it's not a vizavachta ve'achalta, it's not a person obligated in shechita doing the shechita. Says the Gemara Ve'iba Yesema, if you want, we can even make a distinction within one of those possibilities. Hava habasarna damayo, it could be dealing with the water wheel itself. Velokasha, and it's not a question. Hab bekoach rishon, hab bekoach sheni. The case where it's permitted is dealing with the first burst of energy resulting from the water, meaning there was a dam and a human being released the water, and that first burst of energy is attributable to the person, even though agreed it's more of a secondary force. His energy was to lift the dam, but it resulted directly from his action. That's considered attributable to him. But what flows afterwards is in the category which we originally assumed a water wheel was. It's the water flowing, and that's not attributable to the person, and therefore is pasul. The Gemara, in classic style of the Gemara, jumps from one topic to the next. V'chihad amar Rav Papa, just like Rav Papa talked about in the case of capital punishment. If a person tied up another person, and he sent upon him a stream of water, and the person died, he's going to be guilty of a capital offense. He's considered the murderer. Why? It's like his arrow. He channeled the energy in such a way that it's no different than the arrow. A person can't say that the arrow which killed, which I shot, is not my action. The arrow did it. Obviously, it's his energy invested in the arrow that did it. And here also, Giri Dideyu Dahani Lei, what accomplished, so to speak, in a very negative sense, but what achieved the death of this person was your arrow. Fahani Mili Bikoach Rishon. But that's only when it's the first burst of water that kills the person. Ava Bikoach Sheni Gurama Ba'almahu. But if indeed it's the second strength, meaning the water just kept flowing until it filled up the pool and killed this person who was tied up, that's not considered the primary case, what we would describe as the difference between first-degree murder and some other level. That's not considered capital punishment. That's he orchestrated a death, and it's pretty serious, like very serious, but it might not be punishable in conventional court. What the recourse is a subject for Maseches Sanhedrin, certainly Bidine Shemaya in the heavenly court, he would be guilty of such an activity. And the earthly court, sometimes Beis Din is able to take steps and punish in a variety of ways that are also not so conventional, direct impact methods. But in terms of our topic, what's considered directly attributable to the person? The Gemara makes a comparison. Just like Shechita has to be done with the strength of a person, so too we're going to punish capital offense that was done with the strength of the person. And by a water wheel, it's the first burst of energy that made the impact, whether it was Shechita in that case or the murder in the other case. Note that the Gemara makes the distinction Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni, first strength and second strength, in the water wheel case. In the potter's wheel case, one would assume that the worker continues to generate that energy, and there's no reason to make a distinction between Koach Rishon and Koach Sheni. It's an ongoing Koach Rishon. Person keeps impacting it. We can therefore re-examine the question, is it possible to have a machine-oriented shechita? We talked about a robotic arm and we said, well, it's like a monkey. It's not being invested with the strength of a human being. But if we would have a bay of exercise bikes, for example, and we would channel that energy into a shechita machine that would be moving, perhaps controlled by a robotic arm, a robotic eye that identifies exactly where to do the shechita, but the energy of the going back and forth is being controlled by the wheel, that would be the potter's wheel case. Now, if the energy is translated into electricity and then a computer, which is controlled by electricity, controls the flow of the electricity, at some point you might argue that it's simply no longer a direct result, koach rishon, of the pedaling. But if you would have a shechita knife that's literally going back and forth as you pedal, you could theoretically achieve something that would get at least academic serious consideration. Simon Zion in Yoredeya Hilchashchita, a person trying to do Shechita Begalgal with some sort of wheel, some sort of machine, says the Mechaber, Yachal Odom Likvoa Sakin Begalgal Shal Evan. A person could position a knife on a wheel, o misavav hagalgal biyado, and he rotates the wheel with his hand, o baraglo, with his foot, o mesim sham tzavar habehema, and he puts the neck of the animal, o ha'of, or the bird, at sheyishchat besivivas hagalgal, to the point that it gets slaughtered by this mechanism. And the introductory word, the operative word here is yachal, you could do it. It'll work. It's a kasher shechita if you could figure out how to do it. Now, the Taz makes an interesting observation related to a previous session that we did. Tzorech lomar, it must be betalush min hakarka, that this is not bolted into the ground. It has to be held in place by its weight or whatever. If it's bolted into the ground, it becomes like the ground. And we have a rule that even though it was detached, if it's currently attached, Rebbe ruled that it would only be kasha b'dievid after the fact. So if you want to say yachol, this could be done, it has to be a case that it's not kavua bekarka, stuck into the ground. The Mechaber continues, v'mamayim heima mesave v'mesagagal, if the wheel is being moved by the water, harezu psula, it's going to be pasul, unless you opened the dam, potar adam esamayim, a person released the water, and then it's kshera b'di'eved only after the fact, because this is prone to mistakes. And it's only b'seviva rishona shehimika achadam, in the strength of the first rotation, which is the strength of the person. And presumably, it would depend on how big the dam was, how much water was being held, what is considered seviva rishona, the first energy. Is it the first rotation, as the Mechaber assumes? Or if it's a very small stream of water, I don't even know if you could get one rotation out of the release of the dam. And if it's a humongous dam, perhaps it would have momentum and it would spin a few times from the original burst of energy. But all of this is very difficult to quantify. And therefore, even on the first burst of energy, Sevivra Vrishona, the first rotation, the Mechaber only describes the water wheel as ever being only kishera b'di'eved after the fact. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.